Our dueling commentaries this morning from Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas focus on the fallout from recent comments by Newark Mayor Cory Booker. We start with Bob Beckel.
Newark Mayor Cory Booker, a Democrat and early supporter of Barack Obama, praised Mitt Romney's former equity company, Bain Capital, on Meet the Press. The Republicans immediately released a highly edited version of Booker's comments, which also denounced the Romney campaign for ads critical of Obama's former minister, Jeremiah Wright. Nonetheless, Booker went off message by praising Bain after the Obama campaign accused Bain of being a U.S. jobs killer. Booker eventually said Bain was a legitimate issue, but Democrat Steve Rattner and former Congressman Harold Ford also defended Bain. Given that private equity is being used to rebuild parts of Newark and that Rattner and Ford are knee-deep in private equity, it's no wonder these Democrats wandered off the reservation. When it comes to personal gain versus party, many Democrats and Republicans will usually say, "Show me the money."
And now a different view, as you might expect, from Cal Thomas.
Once in a while, and it doesn't happen often, a politician says what's really on his mind. That's what Newark Mayor Cory Booker did Sunday on Meet the Press. Booker defended private equity businesses like Bain Capital, which Mitt Romney once headed. Booker said many of his constituents and state pension funds were invested in financial firms like Bain. He added, "If you could look at the totality of Bain Capital's record, they've done a lot to support businesses, to grow businesses. Attacks on firms like Bain," he said, "make him uncomfortable." Booker's defense of Bain, and by association Romney, got him a rebuke from David Axelrod. Booker quickly walked back his comments, but the damage was done. Booker didn't toe the line and stick with the talking points. If Pinocchios are what the Washington Post gives to politicians who lie, let's have a couple of Diogenes lamps for Mayor Booker, who told the truth.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's latest Common Ground column in USA Today.